second, and then we're going to move on to the next second.
So we mentioned at the end of the Shiur on Monday that the saying of Yavo, the saying of Yavo Shmoneh Esrei, according to many Rishonim, is not an integral part of the Shmoneh Esrei. It's rather, it's halachically like an askara. The question is, what exactly does that mean? It's like an askara. And we didn't quite understand why the Gemara tells us in Brachos that if you miss Yavo at night, you don't have to go back because in a kasha sechodesh about light. Well, we didn't know why that should be relevant to Shmoneh Esrei, because it's not as we know exactly where Shmoneh Esrei is going to be. So the Rav developed for us the Yisoid that the mentioning of Yalav Yovo is in effect almost like a Kiddush HaChodesh. The nature of the Askar of Yalav Yovo is that we as Klai Yisrael are being Mekadesh to Chodesh. What does that mean? Who are we to be Mekadesh Chodesh? Doesn't beg to be Mekadesh Chodesh. So we mentioned as a major Mechlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban, how does Rosh Chodesh play out with Bani? We don't have the mechanism of Beis Din and Kiddush HaChodesh, Edim. The whole picture of this practice from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, from the days of Abayim Rabbah, that no longer exists. So the last 700 years or so, we haven't had a formal Kiddush HaChodesh. So how does Rosh Chodesh take place? So who remembers what the Ramban said?
The Hillel
was Sakat the Chodeshim. So what do you do?
Set a calendar for 19 years that in effect was Mekadesh
to Chodesh. So according to the Ramban, what we do today is the same as we did in the old days. It's a Kiddush HaChodesh after Beis Din. The only thing is that it's a Kiddush HaChodesh Mekadesh HaChodesh. It means Beis Din was Mekadesh to Chodesh all subsequent years. And B'diyev Shezal Chach, that works also. But the Rambam writes that it was Kiddush HaChodesh B'chalal. The Rambam writes an entirely different Yisrael. The Rambam writes that there are two different methods of Kiddush HaChodesh. There's Kiddush HaChodesh Shaitei Beis Din with Eidim, with Mekudesh HaChodesh, with the witness, that whole picture. And then there's a second equally valid method of declaring Rosh Chodesh, which has nothing to do with Beis Din and Eidim. It's called Nid of Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael and Noeg, if they decide together, today's going to be Rosh Chodesh, so be it. That's called Rosh Chodesh. Beis Din has the Kach to Mekadesh HaChodesh, and Klal Yisrael has the Kach to Mekadesh HaChodesh. When do you know which one to use? So the answer is when you have Eidim and you have Beis Din, that's what the Torah says, the Chodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodesh, that's what's supposed to be done. It's supposed to be done through the mechanism of Beis Din. If that fails, you don't have that option, there's no Sederim, no Beis Din anymore, so then you fall back on the second Kiddush HaChodesh, but it's a separate distinct Kiddush HaChodesh. Where does this come from? What's the source of this Kiddush HaChodesh? Bishlam, according to the Ramban, there's only one parish of Kiddush HaChodesh, that's Eidim Beis Din, Chodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodoshim, is that sometimes it's done month by month, sometimes it's done 2,000 years in advance. But according to the Rambam, there are two different tracks. The only reason why, is this not working? Is it air conditioning? The air's not working? It's not on the clock.
It says it's working.
It says it's working. Oh, okay, good. I feel cool. In fact, it says working. Okay. So the...
No, it's very easy. Look at it.
Close the door.
If the thing on the side is moving,
it means long air. Okay. So according to the Rambam, what's the source for the second method of Kiddush HaChodesh? So it doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah Shebichtav, because in the Torah Shebichtav it says HaChodesh is Lochem, Lochem is Lebeis Din. That's the method of Beis Din. Again, the words HaChodesh is Lochem, Kazeh means, Kazeh Reva Kadesh, that means through Re'ias HaLavana. Lachem refers to Beis Din. So where is the source for the second method of Kiddush HaChodesh? I made Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam says it's not in Toshu B'Tzav, it's Toshu B'Tzav, it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam claims that it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the second method of Kiddush HaChodesh, and that's what plays out for Zman Hazeh. The Rambam says, I've never heard of this. The Rambam missed this Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Says, never heard of this, there is no Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So a major Machlokes is the Rambam and the Rambam.
Is this similar to the way that B'nai Israel like Mar as a chova from the
Yerushalayim? It's a similar kind of idea that Klal Yisrael almost has like a koyach in halacha.
Right, so
it's a little bit. It's not exactly the same.
Do we have any restrictions on that? Like making.
Oh, we'll see in a second what that means. We'll see in a second what the parameters of what the Rambam is saying. So then the Rambam would say from Mitzvahs adds on this a little bit. The Rambam says that when we say there's this new halacha Masina that the Rambam denies exists. This new halacha Moshe Sinai of Klal Yisrael b'Mekadesh HaChodesh says the Rabbam, who's called Klal Yisrael? Who's part of Klal Yisrael? Who has a vote in Kiddush HaChodesh? So says the Rambam, only Klal Yisrael hagor be'Eretz Yisrael. Because Kiddush HaChodesh always takes place in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam holds that just as the Kiddush of Beis Din takes place in Eretz Yisrael, so too the Kiddush of Klal Yisrael takes place in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore it's the Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael which determines when Rosh Chodesh is. And that becomes binding on Klal Yisrael in the entire world. That's very Meshitta Saraman. Therefore, the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs a very, very startling statement. And Rambam writes, now what would the din be? Lu yitzuya chalila v'chalil, there would be no Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael. There would be no Jews in Eretz Yisrael b'chalal. Says the Rambam, then there would be no Kiddush HaChodesh. There would be no Rosh Chodesh, there would be no Yom Tov. Yom Tov would cease to exist. Says the Rambam, don't worry, it's not going to happen. Rosh Baruch Hu promises us to always be a small community, even throughout the year, throughout the Middle Ages. There were always a minion, there were always some Jews, not so many, but there was always a small Jewish community, a small presence of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. And it's that small presence of Jews in Eretz Yisrael that would noyeg Rosh Chodesh, and once they're noyeg Rosh Chodesh, then it's toyfes, the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, and Mamel the Yom Tov would kick in. But if it's a longer, that would cease to exist, then the whole calendar would unravel, and there would be no Yom Tov altogether. Rav says, don't worry, that's happened.
How do we know that they were Catholic?
So they were Jews keeping Rosh Chodesh. We know they were from Jews in Eretz Yisrael throughout all the years. So when the fact that they kept Rosh Chodesh, how did they know when to keep Rosh Chodesh? Because the Lashani set up a calendar for them. So according to the Ramban, the Lashani was Mekadosh the Chodesh for them. According to the Ramban, the Lashani just did the math for them. He just made it easy for them. And then they decided to be knowing the Rosh Chodesh, the day that the Lashani recommended. Once they observed Rosh Chodesh, that's called the Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Rav took that Ramban one step further. The Rav said, that's why we say Yalav Yavo in our davening. Because we want to demonstrate that we, the people, we all of Klal Yisrael, we are sanctioning Rosh Chodesh, we are accepting Rosh Chodesh. But our saying Rosh Chodesh, that's like an extension of the idea of Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh. If that's the case, says the Rav, that the whole nature of the Askaras Yalav Yavin Rosh Chodesh is the throwback to Kiddush HaChodesh, i.e. Klal Yisrael, what halacha now makes perfect sense? If a person forgot to say what? Yalav Yavo at night. So we said, no, not the end of the world. Why? Because since the major theme, the major reason for saying Yalav Yavo is to be a demonstration of Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, at the end of the day, it becomes Chodesh Balakma. The Rosh Chodesh doesn't really teifes until the daytime. So just as the original din of Tfisas Rosh Chodesh, Kedushas Rosh Chodesh doesn't apply to the day, so too the Kiddush of Klai still doesn't apply to the day either. Yeah.
According to the Rambam, let's say like now they're like Jews in Australia or Russia or something like that. So how are they celebrating Rosh Chodesh before they were saying it's Rosh Chodesh?
It's going to be a little Freya. There were Jews in Babel also. Babel was before further east than Eretz Israel.
In Babel.
So the answer is that in Okinami it's not Chal yet. It's like Rosh Chodesh in the old days when Beis is Bekadosh the Chodesh at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Igloy Nosal Freya. There was Rosh Chodesh all along. So it was, let's say Rosh Hashanah. Let's say a person does Malach in Rosh Hashanah morning. And based on the time of Kashi Chodesh in the afternoon. So they're still the Chal of Rosh Hashanah because it turns out I'm afraid it was Rosh Hashanah all along. Okay, but that was just the Shirayim from last year. Yeah.
Isn't it true that when the Ramban came here, he couldn't find a minion?
Yeah, the Ramban in Yerushalayim couldn't find a minion. Yeah, he had a minion. They had to bring some people from Shechem to be marshaled the minion, but there were Jews in Eretz Yisrael. It was just there wasn't such a big community in Yerushalayim. Okay, good. Okay, let's say, start a new sugya. So we're about to embark upon the details of Zman Tfilas Mincha, and there are really multiple parts of Zman Tfilas Mincha. There's the beginning of Zman Mincha, there's the end of Zman Mincha, how Zman Mincha impacts on Zman Ha'irev. So today we're going to begin with the notion of when is the earliest time of Zman Mincha. So this is a clear throwback to what we've been talking about so often this summer, about Kineket Tmidim Tiknun, that so much of the Zmaniyat Tfila revolves around when the Zmaniyat Karbanos were. And when it comes to the Zmaniyat Karbanos of Mincha, so we find a very unique thing. The Gemara tells us in the beginning of the fifth parak of Maseches Pesachim that Midda Araisa, when is the earliest time to bring the Korban Tamar Shemen Arayim? The very, very earliest time in the Torah. What does the Torah say? It's a Kevus Epitasa Bevoikir. The Yeis Kevus Epitasa Ben Arayim. The time of Ben, what does the term Ben Arayim mean? What is the literal translation? Arbaim, what does Erev mean between the two Erevs? What are the two Erevs? When the two Erevs? So in a certain sense, there are two times of evenings. Evenings is when the sun is going down. So there are two different points of time. So there is the very, very time when the sun literally goes down. That's we call Shkia, called sunset for our purposes. But there's another time that the sun goes down, starts to go down, a split second after when? After Chatzos. Chatzos, the sun is mamish halfway in the sky, and then the beginning of the first Erev is a split second after that. So Bein HaArbayim is the time, is that window of opportunity to bring the Korban Tamid. So that's from the beginning of the seventh hour, the end of the time of Chatzos, until the very end of the day, when we call for now Shkia. That's the time in the Raisa to bring the Korban Tamid. comes the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Maseches Pesachim, the Maseches Yuma, and puts the brakes in that din on multiple levels. So first of all, the Gemara puts the brakes on this and says, wait a second. If you're going to bring the Korban Tamid exactly at 6 hours and 1 second, there's a good chance you're going to make a mistake. It's not always so easy. We don't have our atomic clocks in the base of Mikdash, so we're looking at the sun and the shadows, and you may goof, you may make a mistake, and you may end up bringing the Korban Tamid a little bit too early, which would be possible in the Torah. So therefore, with the Rabbanan, Chazal made the following takarga, that don't bring the Korban Tamid until a half hour has passed after Chatzos, just to be on the safe side that you're really truly after Chatzos. Yeah.
Why would there be a half minute to bring the Korban Tamid second after Chatzos if it says Bein Harbayim?
So that's already Bein Harbayim. It's between the beginning of the Erev and between the beginning of the first Erev and the beginning of the last Erev.
So
any time between 12:00 and Shkia is called Bein Harbayim.
No.
I mean, any time during this window. So I would say, he's going to give him a mitzvah, bring it right away and finish. So the Gemara says, no. With the Rabbanan, you shouldn't do that. Okay, so that's halacha number one. That's going to potentially impact on Zman HaTfila. The question is, does that then carry over to Tfilas Mincha also? That's one issue that we have to raise. And then number two, the question becomes that on a practical note, the Gemara says that in Bizman Shabbat Shalakayim, they very, very rarely brought the korban so early. Even at 12:30, with technically the Rabban they could bring, they almost never did. Why did they almost never do it? Because there happens to be a halacha that once you bring the korban tamid, what's done for the day? All subsequent korbanos are over. That's what's called the essay of Hashlama. Why is it called Hashlama? Because it says, Yarachal la'ola v'ikta l'chavei Hashlam. Sounds familiar, right? Parshas Tzav, v'ikta l'chavei Hashlamim. So Shlam is a lashon Hashlim, to finish. You have to finish up all the korbanos. That after you bring the korban tamid of the morning, you bring all your korbanos, and all korbanos have to be completed after the korban tamid of the morning, before the korban tamid of the afternoon. So there are actually two different issurim. You're not allowed to bring any korban before the korban tamid of the morning, and you're equally not allowed to bring any korban after the korban of the Ben Arbayim. So this is going to pose a difficult problem. Why? Because imagine, as Manchem, as Mikdash Akayam, it's 12:30 in the afternoon, and we're itching to bring the korban. We want to, you know, bring the korban. We want to, you know, have our afternoon break or play 3-on-3s. You know, we got things to do. So we want to bring the korban at 12:30, right? And finish up the day in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the problem? The problem is, some guy's going to roll out of bed at 2:30 in the afternoon, and he's going to come to the Beis HaMikdash, not going to know, I have a korban, all I got to bring today. I got a chatas, I got a rag I want to bring today. And what are we going to tell him?
Can't.
Do it. Come back tomorrow. That's not a good idea. So in order to enable the latecomers, we're going to come in the early hours of the afternoon to bring their korbanos that they should have brought in the morning, but nice that they didn't. So therefore, Chazal Dafka delayed the offering of the korban tamid a couple of hours. Now again, you're allowed. In Minat Torah, it's Bein Harbayim. In Torah, you have the whole window to do it. Lechet Chiva, we would have done it as early as possible. It's reasonable to give them the mitzvahs. But with the Rabban and Chazal instituted, don't do it so early, because if you're going to do it so early, what's going to end up happening is going to end up closing up the Beis HaMikdash too early for the day. So therefore, they pushed off the korban tamid till late. They didn't want to push it off till half hour for Shkia. Why? Because then when they run out of time, something happens, an emergency happens, you know, they'll be after Shkia, they'll miss the mitzvah. So they're trying to walk a tightrope. On the one hand, we want to make it later. On the other hand, we don't want to make it too late. So therefore, Chazal came up with this idea that we'll make it right around halfway time. We'll make it what's called, what do we call that phrase now? Zman Mincha Ketana, they called it. So there's now, Chazal instituted two phrases, Mincha Gedola, Mincha Ketana. So Zman Mincha Gedola is the earliest time to actually bring the korban, if you have to. That's, again, in the Torah, 12 o'clock, but you're never going to do that anyway, because with the Rabban, you have to wait a half hour. So 12:30 is Mincha Gedola, and the perfect day when the sun rises at 6 and sets at 6, so it's called the perfect 6-6 day. So the earliest potential time to bring the korban is called Mincha Gedola. The earliest practical time that they really brought it was much, much later, a couple hours later, Zman Mincha Ketana. Every once in a while, they upped it up a little bit. Every once in a while, they made it a little bit earlier. And why did they do that? Because one of the reasons was Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach was a very significant problem, because you have to bring the korban Pesach dafka after the korban tamid. It's the only korban that is permissible to be brought after the tamid, and not only permissible, but must be brought after the tamid. So if you're going to bring the korban tamid at a regular time, at 3:30 in the afternoon, then you're going to start opening the door for the Beis HaMikdash for korban Pesach. At 4:30, hundreds of thousands of korban Pesachs, it's not going to work. So they had to up it a little bit. So they had to give you a little bit of time. So again, they're walking a tightrope here, because we don't want to bring the korban tamid too early, because then for the person has some other korbanos to bring, they're not going to have time. On the other hand, we don't want to make it too late, especially in Erev Pesach. Then there was once every couple of years where we just had it this year again. We actually just had it the last 2 years where they were really, really pressed for time on Erev Pesach, and they needed all the time they can get. That's when Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos. What was the problem then? What was the unique challenge of Erev Pesach caused by Erev Shabbos? Anyone know?
You can't. Starting Shkia time, you can't do anything.
You can't roast the meat, right? On Yom Tov, when Erev Pesach on a weekday, not on a Friday, so then Pesach night is Yom Tov. You're allowed to roast. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. But if it happens to be Friday night, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Even the Kohen Pesach is not allowed to cook on Yom Tov, and you would have to roast the meat be'al Yom. So now you're mamish in a pickle, because if you're gonna stop to bring the Kohen Pesach 2:30 in the afternoon. By the time it's not being the Korban Torah at 2:30, you bring the Korban Pesach at 3:30, but you'll be rushing to roast hundreds of thousands of Korban Pesach, it's not going to work. So they needed every last second they can get on their Pesach Chas Shabbos, and therefore they upped it all the way earlier to the earliest possible time by being 12:30. So halach lemaisa, there were multiple times that they would bring the Korban Torah. Most of the time, 99% of the time, they brought it later in the day, to enable all the late comes to come for those few hours. On Erev Pesach, they moved it up a little bit. On Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, they moved it all the way as close as possible to the beginning. Again, Midr Rabbani is left to give the buffer, Midr Rabbani of the half hour. But they upped it as early as possible to enable the roast to get the Korban Pesach. So that's pretty much the setup that the Mishnah, the Gemara, begins to tell us in the fifth paragraph of Pesach. Question is, how does any of this impact on us Levites? Is there any relevance of this? So, there was a big machlekes in Rishonim in terms of the notion of mincha gedola and mincha ketana. Does that mean anything for us lamaisa b'zman hazeh, in terms of hilchos tefillah? So the Rambam has a unique shita. The Rambam tells us that since, practically speaking, they didn't really bring the Korban Tamid until, let's say, 3:30 in the afternoon on any given day, therefore the correct time to daven mincha is tefillos keneged tamidim tiknum. So if you want to mimic the Beis HaMikdash as much as possible, so it would be proper to push tefillos mincha until that slot of mincha ketana as well. It's not really such a great idea to daven mincha, let's say, 1:20 in the afternoon, says the Rambam, because the Maaseh, they won't be in the Korban Tamid. Now again, would you be Yotze? Yes, the Rambam says, no question that Lamaisa push comes to shove and daven mincha at 1:20 in the Yotze, because it is after Zvan Mincha Gedol already. So even in the Beis HaMikdash, they brought it at that point, but the Eved the Korban would be kosher. But since the way it was usually done was to do it later in the afternoon because of all these concerns, therefore Chazal instituted Tfilas Mincha, the correct part of that mincha is at the time of Mincha Ketana. That's the famous sheet of the Rambam. Then the Rambam goes on to say, so let's say you have a fellow who wants to daven multiple minchas. Why does he daven multiple minchas? Well, he can't daven tefillas chov. It would be a disaster. If you daven tefillas chov twice, what would that be a violation of? Right, the Rif said, remember, Tosef, remember, we spoke about that. I said, really, about Tosef? Not about Tosef, right? Not Rosh Neh Tebidim. The only way to salvage davening mincha twice is how? It's to turn it into a tefillas nedava. So the Rambam says, the guy he's got a whole afternoon, right? He lost the 3 on 3 anyway, 2 days ago, he's had nothing else to do, he doesn't want to go to Yulim, he's finished eating, having free sloshies, right? So he wants to sit in Bismarish, but he's got a lot of time to daven. So this is a good day to daven mincha twice. After a few days, he probably goofed up on his mincha. This is the time to work on daven mincha twice. So he's going to daven 2 minchas. One he's going to daven at 1:20, and one he's going to daven at 7:30 in the Moshav. Right? So one he's davening after Mincha Gedola, one he's davening Mincha Ketana. Which one should he call, or which one should he aim to be the Tefillas Nedava? That should be the Chayyim, that should be the real McCoy, right? So it's a very, very strange thing that the Rambam is advocating. What's the Rambam encouraging to do? The Nedava, what? Before you do the Chayyim. That's like a wonderful thing. We usually think, do what you have to do first, and then when you're done doing what you have to do, then take care of the Nedava. That was what the Shulchan Aruch wanted. That's why we didn't even do that, right? That's one of the reasons why we didn't even daven Tefillas Nedava today, because we barely hit the Chova out well. So the Rambam is flipping the tables on us and saying, well, daven the Nedava first, because otherwise you're going to be davening the real Tefillas Chova at a time that's only a B'di'evet at a time. So very, very strange idea of the Rambam, but you see from the Rambam that he's very, very into this idea of davening Mincha Davka after Mincha Ketana. So the tour quotes from his father, from the Rush, but the Rush never heard of this. The Rush said, like, make it tasty. Like, why in the world do you have to daven mincha at mincha ketana? What's the argument to the Rush? Why would the Rush argue that there's no real need to daven mincha ketana, and there's no real need to daven mincha at mincha ketana? What would the argument to the Rush be?
The Kabbalists aren't shy.
means this was a quirk of Hilchos Karbanos. It's not that it's not the Zmana Korban. The Derais is the same Zmana Korban at 1 o'clock as it is at 4 o'clock. It's just that in Karbanos there was a certain quirk that they had to worry about. They had to be concerned. What was the concern? The Yassi of Ashlami. You're not allowed to bring Karbanos after the Korban Tavid. So therefore, Bizbacha, based on Mikdash HaKayim, they were in a pickle, they were in a hole, they had to push off the Korban Tavid. But there's nothing that's pushing us to push off the car just to push off Davi Mincha. Therefore, according to the Rosh of the Torah, Lu Yitzu, you have a fellow who wants a daven tefillas nedava. So how would we encourage his tefillas nedavas to look at mincha time? What would we like his tefillas nedava to look like? What would the order be? Chovin and nedava. It's behecha teisa. Why should you daven what you're not mechuyah before you daven what you are mechuyah? So the only reason why the Rambam flipped the order and gave the nedava first, because the Rambam was so tehitzed, he was so bothered, so concerned for halachic, problem, this obstacle. We don't want to daven mincha before it's my mincha time. So if you deny that principle, then there's nothing to worry about.
You also say that the Rambam was concerned for what we said earlier, that you can't daven, you wouldn't be able to daven a tefillas nedava after you've been
treating
a mockery of your
karbon. No, normally you can. It's a shachas. You want to daven tefillas nedava, daven shachas at 7, daven tefillas nedava at 8, that's fine.
No, but that's fine. Because you can still bring karbonos after the time of shachas. But if there's a din in karbonos that you can't bring
that. Oh, you mean the Rambam is bothered. The Rambam's bothered with...
You can't bring an individual after you bring the
Talmud Shabbat. So the Rambam would be bothered with that.
But then why do you say Tashlumin? Why do you say Tashlumin?
No, but the Rambam only says this problem when you have Mechitan and Mechidol story. Let's see a Davin both after Mechitan. Let's see a Davin Mechitan and Mechidol 515. I don't think that's because the Rambam doesn't talk about that.
No, why didn't the Rambam, why wasn't that a problem with one thing?
Well, so he doesn't say one way or another.
He said it's connected to Karbanos.
But if we go according to the Svara that I think would
But the Rambam, I think that's already too much to say that the real Isser applies. There's not much an Isser going to daven.
I don't know if it's an Isser, but
I hear. The Rambam doesn't sound like that would be a problem. Because the Rambam says if he's pal had gedola chova, let's say a guy goofed that he davened the gedola chova, but he's pal had tzara rishus. Then you can't daven. The Rambam still lets you daven the Rishus after Chovos.
So why isn't it preferred?
Because if you have a choice, the Rambam writes that Anago Anashim Hadar Spal Gedolah Ketan Dachas Rishus. The whole mix that goes in him, she ain't well Spal Rishus Ela Gedolah. Right? The Chayin Adin, now you say that she can never daven Shein Atad B'chol Yom. Because if you have an option between the two, so then it's always better to opt for Tfilas for Minchik Tana. That's all the Rambam is saying, that if when you have two things in front of you, you can either daven the Chova as Gedol or Ketana, up to the Ketana, because the Ketana is the better one.
Even though he already said earlier, Sheme, Yigiyah Zman, Zeh Yigiyah Zman Chiyuva, he doesn't seem in the previous...
No, but the Rambam writes that, Shetfilas Bilch Negatom Shem Ben Abayim, Tiknu Zmanah, Lufisha Atom Akar B'chol Yom, Tiknu Zmanah, Mishtei Shel, So Lama, Amechza, the Rambam introduces them saying, that you're really, really supposed to daven mincha non hour. And then he says, Nebuch, since at our Pesach, it was sometimes earlier, so that's called mincha gedolah, it's still good enough to be called daven at the right time. But it's clear for the Ram that lechel chisho is daven mincha gedolah. So how do we pass in that halacha? So there are different things about this. So the Shabura makes it almost a presentation that we're really into this, that we try lechel chisho to try to daven mincha kana when everyone can. So the emphasis is, then the Mishabur himself concedes that not everybody does this, that very often people have tzrachim, and the Mishabur says that's okay. The person's afraid he's not going to get a minyan lady, he's busy, he's got to go to work, and all the other things going on. Go to the airport, he's got other things going on in his life. So then there's nothing wrong with davening minchitana, even with achila. That has become the standard practice today, especially in all of my yeshivas for sure.
No one really
davens
minchitana anymore.
No, most people are not davening minchitana.
Like,
Moshevists
don't really have like 4:30 p.m.
No. Mechitana means any time after Mechitana till Shkia. So forget, most shuls are quote unquote Davi Mechitana. Those yeshivas are not. Those yeshivas are Davi early.
We Davi
120. Yeah, we Davi 120. Anyway.
This is your problem with Davi.
Nah, so we pass it. The Minig Olam has become, especially in the Lubavitch yeshivas, the Minig was always a Davin.
So what happened to the Rambam?
We don't follow this Rambam. That's the only Rambam that passed. We pass like the tour and the rush. And Minig is like the rush and the tour, that there's nothing wrong even like Chilish Melchila. And therefore, since we don't want to get involved and mess up, if they don't say that, people are going to be busy, they're not going to come back. So therefore, the Minig Yisrael has become, in most of that communities. Some people still mock it. Nice Shark Achoya. I was flying here originally a couple of weeks ago, so It came to Abdav Mincha, so when you take the 1 o'clock flight, so Mincha is very, very tricky, because you know, you think, oh, it's the summertime, I got late 30 at night, Abdav Mincha, what's the problem? The problem is it gets dark, because you're flying against the sun, so it gets dark very early. So it was already 3:30 or so in the afternoon, and I was getting itchy, I wanted to have Mincha ready, and I saw that some people wanted to have Mincha, so somebody said, no, we're not doing Mincha to Mincha Tana yet, I'm trying to figure out what's Mincha Tana. I said, you're trying to figure out what's Mincha Tana, you're going to miss Shkia if you're trying to figure out what's Mincha Tana. It's going to get dark on you before you know it's going to get dark. Kach happens. I daven Mincha, I don't know what else happened to anybody else. Okay, fine. So, most people don't have that practice.
According to the Rambam, if something happened and you didn't daven the Shkia over later, the Tzvi and Dama would be enough to...
I don't think so, because you didn't daven as a chobam. You have to daven, you would have to find time to daven a chobam. I think so.
But that's there's a thing. The kavana matters.
I think so. The guy's mamish davening the shame tefillas the daven. That's a different tefillah. I think so. I think so.
Is there any
advice
if earlier on
air case? Oh. So again, so for us it doesn't make much of a difference because the minigar of the most bad communities is that we don't care about this. We follow the tour and the rush, and we're not so worried about this. So there's a. It was a psach that was given by Reb Chaim Berlin. You know where Reb Chaim Berlin was?
Which one?
There's only one Reb Chaim Berlin. Not this year. No, nothing at all to do with the Yeshiva Chaim Berlin. So, it was the son of the Netziv. Okay? The Netziv was the Talmud Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. Okay? How was the Netziv related to the Briskers? Anyone know how?
Oh, he son of the Beis Halevi.
Close. No. His granddaughter was Reb Chaim's wife. Okay, Reb Chaim Salvech. Reb Chaim Brisker's wife was the Netziv's granddaughter. Okay, the Netziv and the Beis Halevi were co-rosh yeshivas in Volozhin at one time, and then the Beis Halevi left Volozhin and he went to Brisk, and then his son, the Beis Halevi, son Reb Chaim, came back to. Belajin, when he married the Netziv's granddaughter, that he became the co-Rosh Yeshiva, the younger Rosh Yeshiva to the Netziv in the later years. Anyway, so the Netziv had a few children. So two of his famous sons were, one is Reb Chaim Berlin, one of his sons, and he had another very famous son.
Rameir Bar Ilan.
Correct, Rameir Bar Ilan. Okay, Rameir Berlin changed the name to Bar Ilan, so he has many things were named after Rameir Bar Ilan, including... Correct. The street in Yerushalayim,
college
Bar Ilan, as well as
Beit
Meir. It's named after him. Okay, Beit Meir is named after him. Okay. Anyway, so but this is the other son. This is Chaim Berlin. So there's a famous place named after Rabbi Chaim Berlin. What is that? Yeshiva Chaim Berlin. What in the world is Yeshiva Chaim Berlin? He had nothing to do with it. He never came to Brooklyn in his life. He never set foot in Ocean Parkway. Lived in Volozhin, and then when the Russians closed down Volozhin, he moved to Moscow, became the Rav of Moscow, and later in his life he came to Yerushalayim. He never came to New York. He never made it to Flatbush. So why they named the yeshiva after him? Because even if the year they found the yeshiva was the year he had just died. So there's a tribute there, one of the Gedolei Dor, so they named the yeshiva Chaim Berlin. Mashal Amar Davidoma, sometimes you have great Torah institutions that are named after people who have absolutely no connection to them at all, such as Yeshiva Sven Yitzchak Elchanan. Yitzchak Elchanan never came to Washington Heights, never came to New York, never came to America. He had nothing to do with YU, he wasn't zero connection to anything, but it happened to be that he had just died the year that the yeshiva was founded, so they named the yeshiva Yitzchak Elchanan. Okay, fine. Okay, so Reb Chaim Berlin has a gemara. He came up with Tati Chiddush to your kash. He says, you know what? There's a machlekes every shayinim whether it's the right thing to wait to Mincha Ketana. Again, most of us don't follow it, but the Rambam says you have to follow it. Reb Chaim Berlin says it's near Loloima. But Med Devar Mamurim, they have to daven Achila Mincha Ketana. That's on a regular day. But on an Erev Pesach Shchalias Be'er Shabbos, what can you do? You can daven even lechatchila, shlo lechatchila, at 6.5 hours. That was his famous kula. Every couple of years, for those people, it's a kula for those people in Machlo, for the Rambam, every few years you can daven lechatchila, shlo lechatchila, at 6.5 hours. And believe it or not, there's someone disagreeing with that. So we said, once Chazal Masakin, 6.5 hours is not lechatchila, not lechatchila ever, even though the reason wouldn't apply to
that. That makes sense with the Rambam, because he would hold that whenever you bring the
yeah, 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 whatever, it's whatever, it's anyway. It doesn't
Rambam
matter about
this. Would Rambam say Mincha Ketana is at the Evan? Did he
No, that would be like, not Zri, that was just Lachal's reason. According to Chaim Volin, according to Ram, you should daven dafka tofel if you can. That's the reason why I did the mitzvahs. But again, it's not worth it pushing it off for a few hours. Okay, good. Back to that story. So again, so we know a little bit about the lechachilas man, but there's one thing that's chakil yavar, namely you can't daven until the first half hour is over. Because the daven before the first half hour, that's shalai kedin, because the rest of that the favorite, because the same way that they had to push off the carbon, because they had to make sure they have the time right, we have to push off fuel and make sure we have the time right. What does that mean, the time right? How long is this time? What is that window? What is that buffer zone, the Chazal Masakin? So the Lashon HaGemara is, Chati Shah, that's the Lashon HaGemara. Sheish Shah Sumechta, that's what the Gemara says later on in the fourth Pekah Brachas. So whenever we see that term Shah or Chati Shah in Halacha, what do we usually calculate that to mean?
Half hour.
What does that mean, a half hour? What is an hour? It usually means a half of a halachic hour. What is the halachic hour? That's what's called the Shah Zmaniyah. So those who ever learned anything about Zmaniyah Yom are aware of the fact that when we speak about 3 hours, 4 hours, you know, those kinds of Zmanim and Halacha, so we're not talking about 60 minutes on the clock. We're talking about the notion of a 12th of the halachic daytime. So you take the daylight hours in halacha and divide them into 12, and that's called a shah in halacha. Now, how do you calculate the daylight hours? It was a big machlokes to Gruah and the Magen Avraham. The Gruah said you start from sunrise and at sunset, and the Magen Avraham said you start from alos hashachar and at tzeis kechavim. That's why you have discrepancies in terms of zman hayom. That's why the Magen Avraham's makriyish was always much earlier than the Gruah's, because you got a jump start of about an hour and a half or so. So that is a little bit different. That's related, but not identical. Here we're talking about just in terms of the Chazal used the magic numbers. Let's say 3 hours, 4 hours, etc. So how do we pass it in that machlokes? So this was a raging machlokes in Europe from the Rambam and the Rambam. So Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva that in the Lithuanian world, Lithuanian yeshiva, so the minute was like the Gra, and he says that's what he thinks the final halacha is. He says the two great gedolei olam of machriya, the Gra was machriya together with, quotes the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Is the Shulchan Aruch Harav?
Balatanya.
Balatanya. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah quotes him all the time. Quotes with the Graz, the Gra'in Rav Zalman. People who don't know who he's referring to think he's quoting the Grizz. I think he's quoting the Brisker Rav. Moshe Berurah lived before the Brisker Rav, before the Brisker Rav. As the Gaon of the Zalman. So the Moshe writes in the Tshuva that since both the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, two great, great Gedolei Poskim of the late 1700s, were Machriya, that the Zman HaYoyim are determined based on sunrise to sunset, that's the final halacha. That's what we got. Those who want to be Machri, want to be Machri, Machri, but that Ikra Din is like the Gra. That's what the Minig is in America for sure. Most of the shuls in America are making like this. And Eretz Yisrael, people are a little bit more machmir about this. Many people make, and that's why we follow the Minhag of America. Yeah? So we're makil on this. That's what we daven lechatchila following the Grozman. So Shabbos morning, we daven Shachar at 8:30. We get to Shema by 9:05. That is well past the Zman of the Magen Avraham. So we follow Allah, the Minhag of the Shiva Sagra. That's what most of that community follow. So usually when you, there's an interesting shah, the post about Erev Pesach, because there's Zman Hayom for Achilas Chametz, are also given the same, you know, the same machlekes to go in the Magen Avraham. But here, many people are machmas from the Magen Avraham. It's a funny thing, because the Isra of eating Chametz in Erev Pesach in the morning is only Midirabbanan. The Isra of the Araisa, at worst, only starts at Chatzos. So even though it's only Midirabbanan, Chametz we get nervous about, Erev Pesach we get nervous about. So many people calculate the Zman Hayom for Chametz, follow the Magen Avraham's man, even though for the rest of the year, for Kriyash with the Raisa, they follow the Gruf. A little bit of a strange...
What does Rabbi do?
That's what we do in Ashul also. Ashul follows the Minhag Gruf for Kriyashma, but when it comes to Erev Pesach, I write the Zman in the calendar, I write the earliest Zman. That's what some people have such a practice. The other communities have such a practice. Okay. No, it's not a... What stuff did I say? So we assume it's not a Safek. The Moshe was Machri already. That the Gruf and the Shulchan Aruch Harav were Machri. It's not a Safek anymore. The basket, it's a psak halacha, we found this thing. Anyway, so again, so when we speak about half hours, so we're usually talking about half hours of a show's manis. Is there any reason to believe that this is not that? When we're speaking about a half hour here, we're not speaking about a half hour of a show's manis?
It's just so that you don't...
Oh, this is not a halachic issue, this is just a metzias. This is just to make sure you don't goof. So, you're making bigger mistakes in the summertime than in the wintertime. It's the same concern. So why should that change? So that's a Safik Mishnah Berurah quote. Mishnah Berurah quotes Machlekes Acharonim, that some Acharonim say that when Chazal speak about hours, they always mean Shel Zmanis, and yet too, when Chazal used the phrase Chati Shah for that window, they meant Shel Zmanis. It doesn't make any sense, it doesn't correspond to the same thing. Kacha, that's the way it is. But others say no. Others say that it tapa doesn't make any sense for it to follow Shov's manas. It should really follow a standard of a half hour, 30 minutes. There are different opinions about this. How do we annoy you? Halacha depends who you ask. So many places are machmir on both sides of the Shabbos. So we're not exactly sure what to do. It's a question of 2-3 minutes, not a tremendous amount of time. So many places are machmir both in the winter and the summer. So in the summertime, counting it as the Shov's manas ends up to be the chumrah, because the Shov's manas is much longer because it's more daylight hours. In the wintertime, counting 30 minutes ends up to be the chumrah. So there are many places where they write the earliest matzah mincha, so they'll take the problem on Sundays, because Sundays not a problem. On Fridays is the problem. Not Fridays. Fridays no shiur. On depending on which shiur you're in, so my shiur on Tuesdays. On Tuesdays we have early shiur in yeshiva. We usually end shiur 12 o'clock in yeshiva on Tuesdays because guys have other. Yitzchak Chaim didn't approve this, but whatever, another story. But 12 o'clock on my says early shiur on Tuesdays. Some shiur on Thursdays early. Ashiur is Tuesdays early. So at 12 o'clock is a little bit too early even in the winter time to have mincha. So chatzos is usually in the dead of winter is usually about 11:40 or so. So if you calculate a shov's manis as the standard, then you go here for that. So in the winter time, a shov's manis is about 50 minutes or so. So that means that 12:05 would be the earliest time to daven mincha. So we finish here at 12. By the time you get your act together, it's ready 12:05. If you wait for the half hour, so then you have to wait till 12:10. So that's 5 minutes of window of opportunity is the machloek is a poskin. So some shiurim start mincha ready at 12:05, another shiurim will wait until 12:10 till start mincha. But that point everyone left anyway. Because that's the first shiur.
Ayu doesn't have a psak.
Why you? Has a psak. Clearly haven't been. No. Why you does things?
In different shiurim are do.
Ish kol hayah, we're mekayim the pasuk of Shoftim. Ish kol hayah shuvein av yasa. Okay, so that was just taken off of Yayu Torah. That was just a joke. Just kidding, you know. Uh-huh. Okay, different rabbeim have different stuff. There's no stuff in Yayu. That's just the way our institution works. A long ashrei, a long ashrei. Okay, on Tuesday the guys are running out to class. Okay, all right, we're basically back to that story. So. There is another shayla, a very important shayla. This happens fairly often. A person goofed on the half hour. Made a mistake on the half hour. They made a mistake on the half hour. What does that mean? So they daven mincha after chatzos. They daven mincha before chatzos. So they daven mincha after chatzos. The problem is that they daven before the half hour is up. So what's the shayla? So the Mishnah Berurah here also quotes a machlekes that. Mishabur quotes Machlekes here also that one can argue that the whole institution of the half hour was just to make sure that you get it right. But if the mice, I got it right. I looked at my watch and I see it's not at 12:02. I should have waited till 12:05 or 12:09. But the mice, I forgot. I made a mistake and I dived in too early. So, but the heaven, you have to daven again. At the end of the day, it's after chatzos. So you daven in. Lo yitziv is mentioned by speaking to Shai Kaim. You would have brought a carbon at 12:02. And the basement would have said, okay, yeah, you did get it right. It's 10 minutes after Zman, really. So you wouldn't bring another carbon. So the same way you wouldn't bring another carbon, so you have to, you know, daven again. And then Mishabur quotes the side note that if Chazawa Keveya Zman Yucha 12:30, Kachazeh. That's the way it is. It doesn't make any sense. Like I daven at 12:15, they double daven again. That's the way it was. They weren't Misakin Mincha until 12:30. So the Mishabur is not sure, back and forth. So even though the Mishabura leaves it as a suffix, Yerucha Shulchan writes, it's a new little portion of the oid that there's no way in the world you tell a guy to daven the second time. So the guy daven mincha, it's after chatzos already. He's a minute or two short. So Lamai said, his bunch makes me sure I kind of wouldn't bring another carbon. So to bring another carbon, no. But to daven mincha again, yes, it doesn't think that makes any sense. So again, it's probably for me to be machuria, but Yerucha Shulchan is a very, very convincing argument. And the Mishabura himself was the suffix. I would say if a guy, bottom line, push comes to shove, daven mincha a minute too early, but the other, I wouldn't tell him to so it's almost taken. But again, this manim are very much panning different to the basic. I said, all this manim are going after the basic.
It doesn't mean that the
manim are,
that you wouldn't bring another carbon
necessarily. Okay, maybe. So I have an interesting shayla. I had the shayla a few times, same shayla. Are there any situations where we would sanction davening mincha lechatchila in that half hour? Could we ever, the Gemara says no, we're not allowed to daven mincha that time. Anytime we would permit you to daven mincha mamash lechatchila. So if you go like the Echashulchan, like the one side of Mishavur, the Echashulchan is Machriya, that b'dieved you would be Yotze if you daven in an half hour. There is a klal in halacha that's called Shas al Chak, k'dieved domi. The word b'dieved always means after the fact. The word b'dieved means b'diavad. Avad means to have done. When you did it already, it's after the fact. A lot of people mistakenly think that b'dieved means, Rabbi, I'm modern, you know, in this such a shul, I live in a modern place, so I'm a b'dieved kind of a guy. That's not b'dieved. It's b'dieved. The chachila of the yeshiva shigai is b'dieved of the modern. No, that's not true. B'dieved means after you did it already, there are different standards of psak when you ask yeshiva after it already happened. But nevertheless, the post can have a klashak of b'dieved. Let's say you have a situation which is extenuating circumstances, and I'm asking yeshiva, can I do it now, the chachila? So the answer is that if it's such a psak that the b'dieved would be alright, so then if it's a shas al chak, shas chak b'dieved domi, so you're allowed to be matal l'chatchila, shas al chak, what would otherwise be mutter only b'dieved. That's a cloud that appears in halacha. So if you put that together with the Zohar HaShulchan, what if you have a shas al chak? If a real shas al chak, you wanted that mincha 12:06 and the zman is not till 12:25, that can we ever sanction the davening mincha at such a time or not? What's the halacha? So the chorah should be okay. The chorah of shas al chak b'dieved domi. You're convinced the HaShulchan seems to be a very, very convincing argument. So then maybe if it's a real, what would be such a shas al chak? Give me an example, like a real shas al chak. The guy has to go somewhere, some guy, he's not going to be able to daven mincha later. It's not going to happen. So I would say if a guy's not going to be able to daven mincha later, it's bamish bamish not going to be able to happen for whatever extenuating circumstances. So it's better to daven now and rely on shas al chak b'dieved domi. So I get this shayla every single year. See if you can figure it out. I get it, I'll give you a hint. I get it from schools, from elementary schools. Every single year, multiple elementary schools. At the same day of the year. I usually get it twice a year.
You have a mitzvah?
What?
You can't have a problem later?
Yeah, why can't I have a mitzvah later? You need some It's a tiny tzibur. And they're having early dismissal.
Parent-teacher.
And early dismissal. And it's time to tibur, and they can't push off dismissal at all. Why can't they push off dismissal?
Bus comes.
Bus, that's right, correct. Because wow. When they have early dismissal, the buses have to be able to have enough time to get to what? To
get
drop
back,
the Shiva kids back, get the public schools back, correct. Very good.
So,
right.
So,
so the principals are worried about the following. It's a time to tibur, and if it's now, 95% of these kids are what?
Not
going to daven later. So the earliest time to daven mincha says 1 o'clock. That's what it says on the calendar, 1 o'clock. And they wonder, can we start mincha 12:30? That's a shayla. Can we start mincha before the zman? Because otherwise these kids are not going to daven mincha. So this shayla, so first of all, can we daven shmona esrei early? And even if you want to say you can't daven shmona esrei early, maybe we could still say what? Maybe kidlay, maybe it's toast. So when I tell people, I tell the principals like this. If all else fails, and you mamish have to daven Shmoneh Esrei early, so you can daven as a school Shmoneh Esrei early. However, you should inform all the rabbeim, all the staff, all the faculty. They should not make believe the davening, otherwise the kids will daven. They should make believe the davening then, and then when because
you're
not
ready.
What?
How are they learning?
No choice, right? They're gonna have to lay and do everything, even daven Shmoneh Esrei, but the faculty should not do that. Faculty should daven late if it's not at the correct time when they get home. But because you're so worried that these kids are not going to daven altogether, so then b'diyeh shas al chak b'diyeh b'diyeh.
So it's not atz chinuch?
Like, it's a poor chinuch. These kids are not sitting here looking at them, oh, well, my goodness, Rabbi Sobolsky said you could have mincha during this time. Okay, so, yeah. So one of the problem is that one of the principals who called me already about this a couple of years ago, the word must have spread at some, like, you know, principal conference that I gave a cooler for this. So now they all call me for the same thing.
The kids not being able to daven.
I think they feel for 500 kids not to daven on the tiny steeple, you know, you miss the whole daven mitzvah.
Even though most of them aren't chayav mitzvah anyway.
No, they're talking about the 7th and 8th graders. They're worried about the third grade.
Middle
school.
Why would they daven anyway?
What?
Why would they daven? The school is
good. Why wouldn't they daven? Where do you go to school?
I go to DRS.
Oh, I got DRS.
I'm saying a lot of kids won't daven.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, let's turn off the recording. All right. We'll stop here. But I hope you come tomorrow. We'll continue this.
Thank you.
I remember off the recording. They.